last time I was here, I talked to you about wisdom. And according to the Bible, wisdom is the principal thing. And the Bible says, in all of thy getting, get wisdom and then get understanding. And then it also says that if you want wisdom, ask for God for it. And it says to constantly incline your ear or listen, my son, to the word of God. And so I encourage you to seek God for his wisdom, because that's what he told us to do. Let's just look at some proverbs and some verses in the Bible that will instruct us in the wisdom of God, knowing what to do, how to do, and when to do, being led by the Holy Spirit. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. I don't have time to go into that. But just if you're already filled with the Spirit, and you are if you're born again. If you're not born again, Jesus can be your Savior right now. I had made a note here. Say, stop and invite people to receive Jesus at the beginning as well as at the end. So if you don't know Jesus as your Savior, just repeat after me. Father God, I believe that Jesus Christ is your Son, that he was born of the Virgin Mary, and that he died and rose again and now sits at your right hand. Jesus, come into my heart and be my Lord and Savior. I give my life to you. Use me according to your word, your will, and your plan. And I'm telling you, if you meant that from your heart, you're born again, tell somebody, Jesus is my Savior. Jesus is my Lord. Hallelujah. And if you need information, call us or email us and we'll get back to you. Look at Proverbs chapter 4 and verses 20 through 25. These are some verses that tell you what to do to get the word of God, the wisdom of God in your heart. And you know what? Whatever it is that you're needing, put the word on it. That particular thing, I heard a minister today said, I was sick, and he said, I meditated on the word over and over and over again. I read books about healing over and over and over again. He said, I didn't read about the second coming of Christ, or I didn't, not that those weren't important, but they weren't what I needed right then. So that's what I'm telling you, get the word, and it tells you here to put the word in your heart. And, of course, we already have established, but in case you're new and haven't gone through that, we are three parts. We are a spirit, a heart, our belly, our innermost being. This heart is a muscle like your elbow. It just pumps the blood. Your elbow is what you prop on when you get sleepy. So we want to understand that that's the real you, that spirit man. Then you have your soulish realm, your mind, your emotions, your intellect. And then this physical body, as some say, it's the house we live in. So you receive it in your heart, in your innermost being, as to who you are. I say this, and I can't back it up by any research or anything. It's just something I have come to believe, that probably many marriages and relationships have broken up because people thought this was the heart. This is where the love was. And they didn't feel the love in the heart. So they thought it was over, but they didn't realize the inner man, the spirit man, is where the love of God lives. Proverbs, as I said, chapter 4 and verse 20. My son, attend to my words. Incline thine ear unto my saying. Let them not depart from thine eyes, and keep them in the midst of thine heart, in the midst of your innermost being. Keep putting it in, keep putting it in, keep putting it in, keep putting it in. Somebody said, until it overflows. And that's what that's in you is what will come out of you. If I stop my toe, I say, Jesus, because Jesus is in me. Cursing will never come out of me. Verse 22, for they, the words of God, They are life unto those that find them, and health to all thine flesh, thy body. Put the word in, take the sickness out. Put the word in, take the sickness out. Put the word in, take the sickness out. And then in verse 23, it says, keep thine heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. You can't let anything come into your mind and just think anything. The Bible says to meditate on the word of God day and night. If you are meditating on the word of God day and night, that's what will come out. If you have not been meditating on the word of God day and night, start right now. I have 707, 708. Start at 708 today and meditate on the word of God. So the word will come out. You won't have the inclination to curse somebody out or to chew somebody out or any of those things, because out of your mouth, out of your heart will come the word of God. You'll be quick to forgive.